Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the one and only, the man who Mexico says is their champion, who's not racist, by the way, the king of comedy, Dakota.
Happy Roasting the World Day, because this day we are here roasting the world, and we're also roasting coffee, just that I let you know, at least on my end of things. How you doing?
Oh, I'm all hyped up on some freaking coffee and Mountain Dew right now. Mix it together, makes like an atomic bomb in your stomach, and yeah, it's good to go.
I tell you,
you'll be up for 3 days.
I've been doing that without coffee to begin with. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm just not getting the shut-eye. You know, I think I've narrowed it down. What's wrong with me? Well, first of all, I was waiting for today. Of course, today is January 18th, 2021, by the way. Is this our first show in 20? No.
Mm-mm.
It's our second show in 21 now.
Third.
So,
oh, this would be my fourth
already.
And our third. Yep.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. See, I'm tired. I didn't even notice.
Wait.
Anyways, happy.
Wait, maybe it's our third, second?
Third.
Ukulele dude, was he on last year or this year?
It was this year.
Okay,
right?
So this right here would be our fourth. This right here would be our third show, but my fourth one, because I did a little mini show the other night.
Right. Cool. It's already amazing. Guys. Four shows.
And it's like our, and this right here will be, as us doing it as a team, this would be my 98th podcast, but all together I've done about 107.
Wow.
So I am moving on up, people. I wanted to hit the 100 before the first of the year. It didn't happen, but close enough.
Yeah.
And I
got
some more good news. We now have listeners in the United Kingdom and in Mexico.
Woohoo! We are expanding. I love to know that
right?
People from all over. You know, it's just not only just the United States, but reaching out to the world, like roasting the world. This is awesome. We have listeners from all over. And the cool thing is, I want to say happy National Gourmet Coffee Day to everyone, because, like, coffee is literally drank all over the world. Did you know that?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. That seems like that's something that a lot of people would drink and stuff. So, yeah, I can see that. Coffee and whiskey. I can see those two being a thing drinking around the world.
And whiskey? I didn't know that. I can see,
yeah,
like,
Irish coffee, man. Irish coffee. Coffee and whiskey.
True.
Or Bailey's sometimes, too. I think that's what it's called, Bailey's.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess, you know, it's a small world after all. And, you know, I think cultures are spreading, you know, are getting out of just not one area. People are migrating all over the place, bringing cultures into other parts of the world. And they're, like, it's
right.
Spreading.
See, that's the best thing about America. That's the best thing about America is, like, America is one big, just melting pot of culture from different places.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's one of the good things about America. Now, who knows how long this is going to be going on for anymore, because, you know, everything going down in America kind of going downhill a little bit right now. But that's a different topic for a different day.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you seriously think things are going to get better sooner, or do you think it's going to take a while?
Truthfully, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. Like, right now is more the quiet before the storm, and I feel like within the next couple, might not be the next, like, year, but in the next couple years, America is going to be 10 times worse than what we've been in. And then I'm not talking about just, like, coronavirus and everything like that. I mean, that'll still be part of everything, but I'm talking about, like, people in charge of it and everything. It's getting worse.
It definitely seems like it's getting worse. Like, then last year, it was, okay, we're just kind of learning about COVID and it's starting to go around, and there was a lot of people getting sick from it. But for some reason, it seemed like it kind of faded away. People are getting so used to it not, you know, like it's fading away that they didn't need to be safe
right.
anymore. and then all of a sudden there's a huge rise in COVID. And I think it's because people seriously thought you can only catch it once and, you know, they don't have to be
well,
safe
see, that's,
anymore.
See, that's where you got. That's where people are listening to other people posting things online, and the people posting things don't even know what's going on, because they'll be like, "Well, I heard from so and so that you can only catch it once." Well, that's not true. I know people that's caught it more than once. So I mean,
yeah.
it's one of those things. Like, and plus, everybody's body is different. So who's to say that you can only catch it once? Who's to say I can't catch it more than once or something? So I mean, it's just things
right.
like that that people aren't taking into consideration right now. But it's like last year in my lifetime, last year was probably the craziest year I've ever seen. And I'm, you know, like I was born in 89. So, I went through all the 90s, which everybody knows how crazy the 90s were. We had Bill Clinton for fucking president at one point. You know, I've been through two Bushes and both of them took us to war. Been through 9/11. And I still say this right here is the craziest year ever. And in 2012, the world was supposed to end. I even went through that shit in Y2K.
It's true.
Holy fuck. This 2020 was the craziest year ever. I mean, like, can anybody name a crazier time besides, I mean, in our lifetime, can anybody name, like, a crazier time that's happened?
Just so much has happened. Oh, my God.
And so many deaths. I mean, like, there's so many deaths from... Like, you name a famous person, they die this year. Kenny Rogers, freaking Charlie Daniels. I think Kobe Bryant died this year or last year. He died in the last year.
Oh,
so, I mean, there's been so many deaths.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is, and it doesn't matter how they die. It's like they died of COVID. It can be like this person had a heart attack caused by COVID.
Yeah. Do you think they were COVID, though, or do you think that they were just calling it COVID to cover up something?
Maybe yes and maybe a little of both. Like, I feel like maybe some of the people were COVID because some of them they were saying had, like, ammonia and stuff like that, which who
yeah.
knows that could have been from COVID or something. So I do think that some of these people have died of COVID, but I don't think it's just everybody because, like, it'll be like so-and-so was in a car wreck caused by COVID. So it's like, okay, you know.
Right. You know, another thing that was kind of crazy that brought attention, at least it hit my heart, was the Australian bushfires. How much they lost there. I mean, you never really hear of much going on in Australia. You know? And then all of a sudden they have this huge fire this year. It's just kind of weird.
And then, I think the saddest thing that happened this year, though, had to be that little boy who got shot right in his bike in his front yard.
Oh, yeah. That hit my heart, too.
I think I think right there has to be one of the saddest things that happened out of everything.
Yeah, that was definitely, you know, it just catches you by surprise, you know? And, like, Kobe Bryant's death, that also hit people in my heart, too. That was a sad situation.
See, I feel bad for all the other families that were involved in that because there was more than just him and his daughter on there. It was like his daughter's basketball team or something she was on was on this thing. So,
yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for the other people's families who lost their kids and all that, which that's what I liked about when they were announcing all that and they were talking about it. They didn't just make it about Kobe Bryant. Like, they mentioned him first and stuff, but that way people would listen to the article or read it and stuff like that, but they actually talked about the other families and stuff, so I think they did a good job, you know, putting that story out there when they did.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think the other thing that's really big, really noticeable, that no one could look away from is the Black Lives Matter protests and what happened during those protests.
Some was good, some was retarded, and some were, they didn't know what the fuck they were talking about, and some had nothing to do with Black Lives Matters. But yeah, I mean, the protests were all crazy.
I mean, just so much of that. The murder hornet, you probably heard of that situation in Washington State.
Sure. What about the pedo island they had going on?
Oh yeah, the island was that with Maxwell? That's Maxwell.
There was a bunch of people involved. Tom Hanks was involved in it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. 2020, like I said, has been the craziest year.
Yeah.
They got freaking plant whoppers now, okay? That's how crazy 2020 was. There are plant whoppers.
Hey, don't pick on the plant whoppers now. We got to keep Impossible Whoppers. It's called Impossible Meat. I don't know what that means. Impossible.
Yeah, it is impossible for me to eat. Yeah, because it's impossible to eat it. Right?
That's too funny. I don't think they're that bad, so you all know. When you can't,
and Dakota still hasn't ate one yet.
Next specimen. You know, I miss meat, like, so bad. Like, I miss meat and pork. Like, the family still has it, and I can smell it and see it, and it's, oh, what a torture. And, I got to tell you, around Christmas, I was invited to my brother's house, and they took, like, little Cornish hens. Delicious. Oh, my gosh. Had no idea that they had put stuffing inside with meat and sausage in the stuffing.
Oh, wow.
And I ate it. Yes, I forgot to say. That was one of the times I got really, really sick for, like, 7 days. And I did have to cancel being on the show because of that. I forgot to tell you. But, yes, I had eaten the stuffing, like, maybe a teaspoon of it before I was like, oh, my gosh, was there meat and sausage in that? And they said yes. Then everybody became quiet, and they're like, oh, no. And, yes, I almost died. I did. I came very close. Yeah. I cannot eat meat.
Oh, wow.
Or sausage. It could kill me. So I was very sick a couple weeks ago.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how serious. I got to watch wherever I go and whatever I eat. I'm like, oh, my gosh. What's in this? You know, you got to constantly ask, what's in it? But, yeah, oh, because of a tick. Can you believe that? I got bit by a star tick on my back, and now I can't eat meat or pork ever again.
That is crazy.
Isn't that just weird, right? Had to happen to me. Come on. Had to. Could have avoided me. I go out for my walk. That's it. Stupid tick. Bug. I hope I killed it. I mean, I hope. Well, they pulled it off. They did kill it. They pulled it off my back at the ER because I felt something like pinching me. I'm like, what is that? What keeps pinching me, you know? And so I went in to get looked at, and they said, oh, yeah, there's a tick on you. And I was like, oh, my God, get off, get off, get off. And so they had to pull it out. They actually had to do a little bit of surgery to go in a little bit and get it out of me. And then I was weird because, like, a day later, I felt pinch, 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 pinch again. So I went back to the ER, and they're like, oh, yeah, they must have had a double head on it. Can you believe how disgusting? The head had broken away from the body that they pulled off, and it was still inside me, like, biting me.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty scary, right?
So see, I didn't have to worry about ticks out in Arizona.
No?
No, we have to worry about ticks or none of that shit out there. Well, yeah, scorpions, but I mean, unless you're just like out in the middle of the sand trying to find one, they're not just going to like come up and try to get you.
Oh.
See, scorpions, how people catch them is at nighttime, you take a flashlight or like a, what was like a USB lights or whatever they're called? Black lights,
yeah.
More or less, or whatever. You take
a
black light and you just kind of scan over and they glow in the dark. So that's how people catch
them.
So.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I had no idea. They glow in the dark. Ugh, I don't know if I could live down there. I hate bugs.
No, it's not that bad. The only thing you have to be worried about is the brown casuses or whatever they're called. It's like a deadly spider.
Oh, recluse? Oh.
Yeah, something like that.
We do have those up here, too, I believe.
But besides that, you don't, I mean, unless you're just out in the middle of the desert or something, you don't really got a lot of worries. Might get attacked by a lizard.
I went down south only once, and I went to Florida. And I went down there in 91 and was in Disney. So you don't really see much, you know. They keep it so clean. And
I
think I've only seen a couple bees. That was, and maybe some alligators in like a alligator park. That was it. People are like, oh, yeah, you'll see like lizards like climbing the side of the walls and, you know, you'll see all this stuff. I didn't see anything. But I don't know how I would do if I saw a lizard climbing up like my house or something. I don't know. It just kind of freaked me out.
I remember when I first moved out to Arizona, I was 10, and in our backyard, there was this albino lizard, but it was like like those big-ass lizards. Like, this thing was like the size of my arm. Like a big ass lizard.
Are you kidding me? That big?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, it was a good sized lizard, like hell and all, like pretty good size. Ooh. I mean, it wasn't like no alligator trying to attack me or nothing like that.
Yeah. Weird. Where was it?
Then they got these things called pack rats out there, which are like, best way to describe them are like boars. But a little bit smaller, not like a big wild boar, but like a little boar-looking thing. And they come in like packs, and they get in people's backyards, and like they'll screw up your whole yard and like kill your animals and stuff.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That's crazy. I think we had
these things called aliens, right? They would jump these fences and.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm still on a 2 weeks ago's episode, not being racist.
Oh my gosh. Well, you lived down there. Did you go to Mexico a lot?
Yeah.
When you lived in Arizona.
I literally lived like 8 minutes away from Mexico.
Wow. Wow.
Like that's why when that dude that was on last time was telling some of the stories about Mexico, I was like, yeah, I don't really see that because I grew up in Mexico and it's not like that.
Interesting. Maybe parts are different than other parts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you're deeper down in Mexico, it is a little different and stuff like that. But, like, the towns that he was talking about are little tourist towns. So they're mainly going to be, like, you're not going to see as many people getting robbed and stuff like that there because they want people to keep coming back to spend money in these towns. So they try to keep them safe. They keep these towns, you know, a little better and stuff. But I'm sure if you get deeper down into Mexico, it's crazy that way. I mean, I've been down in parts where there's freaking bars on people's windows of their houses and stuff like that where people can't break in.
Wow.
Or people can't break out. I don't know what, you know, might be keeping people in their house. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, that's scary. Oh, my gosh. We don't have anything like that up here. I don't know. I guess that's normal. You've seen it your whole life, you know, up here.
Right.
Like, we don't even lock our doors half the time because it's like there's no reason to, you know?
Which I think is weird because don't you live in, like, a city?
It's a city, but it's a small city. It's not a huge city. I think there's like 45,000 people, but like everyone knows everyone about, you know, like you know a lot of people in town. I mean, depends on where in the city. Every city has like a bad area, you know, and people.
Right.
There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of stuff going on, but I do have to say, I think one of our cities probably rated one of the safest. And when years ago, it was rated one of the safest. It was one of the one of the top 10 safest cities in the United States.
Let's see, the town I live in now, I think it was like 8 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago, they got rated the biggest mess. I forget what it was called. It was like the biggest meth heads or something like that. Like, I don't know. Anyways, there's a lot of meth heads. I guess is the best way of saying that.
But I do have to say, in the past few years, like, even this city has gone downhill a lot. And we started getting all these pot shops. So I think there's 12
right.
of them in the city now. Now we have
wow.
this one development they brought out. They bought out on one road. Now, you got it within, like, neighbors. Okay, I'm talking buildings next to each other. They bought out a grocery market. They bought out a bowling alley. And they bought out, a smaller bowling alley. And then they built a 3-floor building just to be able to process their plants and have indoor plants and make it into products. So, they're a huge.
Oh, this is that factory. This is that pot growing thing you were telling me about, wasn't it?
Yeah. And the crime has actually been going up slightly. I don't know if it's due to all these pot shops coming in, but half the crime is people still dealing and being caught with stuff. So I don't know.
Right.
I know there's pots up around town that don't drive high. Now, that's an
right.
issue. You know? You're used to saying don't drive drunk. Now, there's these signs, don't drive high.
Okay, I don't know what
high.
The big deal about driving high is. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You have a collision going 10 miles an hour with another car that somebody's stoned in going 10 miles an hour? Hold on,
maybe
everybody. We're going to hit him. Dink. Oh, man. Everybody all right?
Right. So I don't know. Just had to throw that out there. But oh my god, it's too funny. But yeah, if you know, Massachusetts is getting huge for having these pot shops. It's just weird for my age. You know, you drive around and see all these pot shops, and then you go out to the country where your corn. You used to see cornfields, and now they're all pot fields. You know, it's like, boy, those plants changed a lot. It's all pot plants, you know. It's like, whoa, miles and miles.
Right.
Like, when I was a kid, you had one. You were arrested. There was helicopters. There's police cars. You know, that's what happened. You don't even grow one. You're in trouble. Now to see fields of them with no security, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, those. That is something in the last 10 years or so that America has gotten better with. It's the whole weed situation. Because before, it would be like what you're saying, you get in trouble for this. Now it's more not frowned upon because everybody and their grandma does it.
Yeah.
I mean, back then,
yeah.
Everybody and their grandma did it too, but they all would be like, no, I don't smoke pot. What's pot? Never heard of pot. Now it's like, oh, yeah, weed, yeah, I got this good stuff. Yeah, what kind you got? So, I mean, it's at least that's getting better.
Yeah, and it's weird to see, like, these lines of cars that go for a mile, just the people waiting to get into one of the places is just, like, strange. You know, they have these heat lamps out, because we're here in the Northeast, Massachusetts, and there's these heat lamps they put out so people can stand outside and not get too cold. So you've got
oh, wow.
a huge line, parking lot filled with heat lamps for people to stand under, of course, 6 feet apart. And then you have the car line that goes down the road for about a mile with cops making sure everyone's staying in line and everyone's safe.
Right.
So it's weird. It's just a new day and age, you know? 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... It seems like for every time America takes a step forward, we take like 10 steps back. So we took a step forward with the whole weed situation, but we've taken 10 steps back with the whole racial situation going on. So, I mean, I don't even know what
yeah.
to say anymore with it.
Yeah. You know, it's weird with the whole Black Lives Matter thing going on. I hear a lot of people being more racist because of that than I heard before that even came out, which I think is odd.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't get me wrong. When I was growing up and everything like that, I grew up in the 90s. So, yeah, I heard racial slurs and shit like that. But, like, some of the shit people said back then, though, didn't really – it wasn't trying to be racist. It was more like I don't know how the best way to describe this. I'll think of the best way to describe this, and I'll retell this on the next show. That way I can prove my point without trying to be – without sounding like a jackass.
Well, I know what you're saying. Like, I grew up, like, the family members – I'm not going to say which one, but they're family members that crack jokes about Polish, blonde,
right, yeah,
black people, white people, Polish. Look at all the Polish jokes, Mexican jokes, religious jokes. You know, there's fingers pointed at everyone. It wasn't like just down to one.
Right.
See, it just been my family, because my family is not racist. But there were jokes. Like, you heard jokes, okay, it was funny, you move on. You know, now you say it's
right.
Like, you're committed, you're the worst person on the planet, you're going to hell, this is it
and,
for you.
And the bad thing about that, and the bad thing about that is, it could be a joke you said 25 years ago.
Right.
I'm sure 30 years from now, somebody's going to look back on my Twitter account and be like, he said that? Oh, we got to freaking get him off of this. So, I mean, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting to become famous, and then as soon as I become famous, it's like, oh, he said this on his Twitter account 20 years ago. So he said he doesn't like Twinkies. You got to get him out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just stupid shit nowadays.
Uh-huh.
And it's like everybody's afraid that they're going to be canceled in this culture. So it's like everybody's walking on eggshells all the time. Everybody's walking on thin ice.
I mean,
and everybody's afraid to speak their minds.
Right. I mean, but does this give me a right? Like, I'm a blonde person. Should I go outside with a sign, don't make fun of blondes? Blonde lives matter.
I mean, you do have a right to do that. I mean.
That's going to be my next merch.
There you go, blonde lives matter. I mean, I get where you're coming from, and I get what you're trying to say with that. I mean, you do have the right to get out and do that, but I don't see you doing that. So, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't, but how many people, like, say blondes are stupid, blondes don't know what they're talking about, blondes are dumb, you know? There's a lot that goes on, you know, about that, but no one ever says anything because it's funny. You know, people think
right,
it's
just
funny.
Like people making fun of fat people.
Exactly.
I'm fat. I've heard a bunch of fat jokes my whole life, but you don't see me getting on Twitter going, oh my God, I gotta get them canceled because they said I'm fat. Oh. No, I eat a fucking McDouble, I smoke another bow, I eat another McDouble, and I watch some TV and not care about it. All right? Why can't America just freaking? That's right there what America needs. America needs McDoubles and weed, and nobody would be pissed off at anybody.
Dakota, I'm going to make you some merchandise that says fat, P-H-A-T, Fat Lives Matter. And it's going to have a huge silhouette of a pot leaf behind it with a double quarter pounder right there. It's going to be the Dakota shirt, P-H-A-T, Lives Matter. That's cute. I actually like it. I think that works.
But yeah, America's just gotten crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It is crazy. But that's what's happening in 2020, you know? It's like.
Right.
I think this sickness is making everybody sick. Like,
well, let me ask you this. Do you think in your lifetime America will get back to normal?
Oh, boy.
Or.
Not...
Let me rephrase that. Do you think it'll get back to as normal as what we thought normal was? You know, in our lifetime.
I don't think it's ever going to go back to what we had. I think there's been a lot of positive changes. I think a lot of people standing up for what they believe in is a good thing. But
right.
See, there's a lot of hatred. And
right.
in order to take hatred out of these people's lives, you know, and to make them happy, that's going to take a long time. It's going to take a few years to get through this. This ain't going to end this quickly.
I agree with all that, and I agree with that. I don't feel like in my lifetime anything's going to change. I mean, like I said, in the next couple of years, everything's going to get 10 times worse, and who knows what's going to happen after that.
Right. I think you just said it right.
I mean, there's been talks of martial law going on and shit like that. So, I mean, it's just, who knows what's about to happen. I mean, they're trying to impeach Trump. And the dude's last day in office is what, tomorrow, Tuesday, something like that?
Yeah, 20th.
So, I mean, it's like let's impeach him 3 days before he's supposed to get out of office. I mean, that's the shit we're dealing with. They're wasting taxpayers' money on stupid shit. You got people out here struggling right now because of this virus going on, and they're delaying sending checks out to them and stuff like that. I know people that still haven't got their stimulus checks. All because of this bullshit going on. So, I mean, it's a bunch of stupidity going on right now. I wish we can get somebody from the government to come on, like somebody that was in office or something, so we can get their opinions on this shit. That would be totally badass to do an interview with somebody like that.
Yeah, it would be cool, but at the same time, would they be telling us what we really want to hear? You know,
you would have to get somebody
so
like you would have to get like Bill Clinton or somebody to come on to tell us what we want to hear. I can see it now, Mister. I'd be like, "Yo, Bill, bro, so how was it?" You know, and he'd be like, "Being president." I'd be like, "No, fucking Monica and whiskey."
we need to find someone. I wish Alex Trebek didn't die. I really would like to hear.
Well,
I think he would have.
So I just found this out the other day too. Within the last year, Sisfried and Roy both died. Roy just died the other. One of them just died the other day, and the other one died like 9 months ago.
Crazy.
Which for younger people who don't know who they are the people in Vegas who had the show with the White Tigers, who may or may not be lovers together. I'm kind of confused on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought they were, but then I was told they weren't, but then it seems like they are, and then all the articles say they were, but then some say they weren't. So if anybody knows if Sisfried and Roy were banging each other, send us an email so we can figure this out.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
I like how this episode is all over the place tonight.
We are all over the place, but this is okay. It's okay. We can do this. Why? Because it's our show. It's roasting the room. We're picking on everybody tonight. It's not just, you know, not just one. Because we're not racist.
We're not racist.
From that.
I'm. Never mind. I was. Just, oh man. But hold on, I can't be racist. I got one black friend.
I see that. I don't understand why he did that. You guys, we were talking about a show that happened about 2 weeks ago, and we had a comedian come on, and he was talking about not being racist, so he brought on his colored friend, which was fine. It was just, I guess he was trying to make a point, right, Dakota?
I'm guessing. I think he was trying to make a point that he wasn't, and he was trying too hard, and it kind of came across the wrong way, maybe.
I think
that's what I'm going to hope for.
Right.
Or he was trolling us. Because I'm not going to lie, I feel like he was kind of trolling us, and then some of the fans wrote in afterwards, and they were telling me the same thing. But also, it could just be where he was trying to explain something and it was coming out wrong. So, I mean, I don't want to sit there and just call somebody a racist, but it was coming across that way.
I just think he was really okay. Let's start with this. I actually found him making a live video, and came across my Facebook feed, and I love to look at those because I love to hear about people and meet new people and see how different they are, thoughts, opinions, blah, blah, blah. So
right.
I listened to his show, and he was talking about, he was so upset. Like, I started watching the show probably about 5:30 in the morning, and this gentleman was on. It must have been like 3 o'clock his time in the morning, and he's just going on and on and on, and he's very upset, you know, and I'm like, nobody's watching his show. I could see that there was nobody watching it. So I got on there, and I said hi to him, and he didn't say hi, thanks for listening, you know, and I'm like, what's going on? You know, because I didn't understand what he was talking about. And he said how he had several death threats for, thought he was making a joke on stage because he's a stand-up comedian, and some people took him the wrong way. And he was trying to make it clear to people that it was a joke, that comedians should, you know, they have a they should have a leeway on what they say on stage and not be taken seriously. So, I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. And he started to tell me very calmly, like he was very different than how he was on the show. I think I understood
right.
him a little bit more maybe than most people listening and maybe even you, only because I knew his prior story before he came
right.
on the show. I think he was so excited to come on the show to kind of give him that relief and to know that to let people know he wasn't being serious at that time.
Right.
You know, so he was kind of still wound up about it, and he was excited to kind of get it out there. I don't think he portrayed himself as well as he probably could have or should have. But, yeah.
I think, like I said, I think he was trying too hard to come across that he wasn't, and it was making it seem more like he was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I told you before the show started off air, like, I no issues with the dude. I wouldn't mind having him back on someday, you know, just
right.
actually do a legit interview that's not about racism or something with him, because he seemed like a really intelligent dude who knew what he was talking about with stuff. And that's why also I thought he was trolling us a little bit, because he seemed like a really smart dude that seemed like maybe this was his way of, you know, getting his stuff out there. Was like, all right, I control all these people about this racism stuff going on right now, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Because
well,
no offense, there's a lot of shock comics out there like that. I am a comic myself, so I know how other comics are. Sometimes people use shock comedy to, you know, as their shit like that. So I can understand him doing what he was doing. I don't have no hard feelings against the guy, nothing like that. I just, like I said, I kind of feel like he was either trying to troll us or he really just tried too hard and it was coming across the wrong way.
See, I didn't get it completely about coming across the wrong way. I think he reiterated himself a lot, you know, and I think that's what made him kind of come off as if he wasn't being honest. Is that what you mean?
Right.
Is that he kept repeating himself
yeah.
in certain things he was saying?
I guess that would be the right way of saying it. Yeah, that would be the what I'm trying to get across with that, yeah. Not that, like, he was saying stuff wrong or nothing like that. What I mean was, like, he was, like, the more he would say stuff about one thing and contradict himself 5 minutes later, he was making himself sound more racist without trying to by accident. You know, more or less.
Yeah. I think what he should do is, not that it's for me to say, but maybe practice his comedy a little bit more, you know. Don't give up on it because of one
right.
situation. But maybe
oh,
learn
yeah.
how
I mean,
to get it across to people better.
I'll tell anybody who's getting into comedy, and I know this dude's a little older than me, and I don't know if he's been doing comedy as long as I have or whatever. But I'll tell anybody, there's going to be people that don't get the jokes, and there's going to be people that hate them. Not everybody's going to laugh. So, I mean, that's coming from another comic. And, I mean, so I get that, you know. It's like not everybody's going to laugh at it and stuff like that. So, yeah, the dude needs to practice a little bit more with, I guess, his Mexican jokes. I mean, I don't know. I really wish I could have saw the video, the original video, I mean, so I can kind of get more of a idea of like what actually happened and live in person and all that, you know.
Right. I didn't get to see it either. So, but, you know, hearing his words and getting death threats, I mean, that's kind of scary to get death threats on something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I that is, but, like, some of the stuff he was saying, though, to me just didn't make sense. It was, like, one of the things was, like, the cartel was going to get – they were saying that they were going to send a cartel after him. The cartel ain't going to give a shit about a comic making a joke about Mexico. Unless you're dead center in one of their tunnels stopping them from bringing
yes.
drugs or money across that border, they do not care.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's just little stuff like that that made him sound – okay, I think I figured it out here. Okay. It was like he started off by saying that he was an upper class white guy. And then that right there automatically just made him seem like he was being douchey. It doesn't matter nowadays if you're a white guy, you're automatically either racist, sexist, or whatever. So right there automatically when him saying that made him seem douchey towards people. And then
mm-hmm.
as he's telling the stories and everything like that, it just, like, he would be like, oh, yeah, the people over there are so nice, but you can't trust them. So it would be like he was contradicting himself within something he would say. And, yeah. But anyway, I don't know how – like I said, this show has been all over the wall tonight, guys. We've started off by talking about coffee. Now we're talking about racism. I think we talked about weed for a little bit. Anybody else have any more topics they want to bring up tonight? While we're on it, what is the deal with this new Wonder Woman movie? It sucks, by the way, guys. I've seen it the other night. Don't waste your money on it. What else I want to talk about in this random episode? Oh, I got it. And the Incredible Hulk, they need to make a new movie for him. I'm sorry, dude. He needs his own standalone movie, so Marvel, get on that. Let's see here. Bird King, get rid of the Impossible Whoppers. Just throw that out there, too.
Okay, you're my bad list. You've been... couple things here now. I don't agree with you. You stay away from those Impossible Whoppers because I need them.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Wonder Woman was a good movie, and I'm going to be like,
oh,
no,
wait a minute. I didn't get there yet. Now, I saw Wonder Woman. I actually liked it. But
you saw the new one? Or
like,
you seen the new one? You saw the new one?
I did not think it was all that bad, but there were some loose ends, okay? But
okay.
I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, it looked, they left you wondering. Like, I thought they're going to add the Cheetah Woman in there, you know, a lot more and make her more dramatic and, like, more fighting, I guess. I don't know. It ended a certain way for a reason. You know, the next
right.
one they're going to make, you know, she's going to be a huge topic in it because she's still alive. And they never took away her.
Well, see, what ruins these. Here's what ruins these
what?
Movies, though. Here's what ruins these movies, though. The Batman versus Superman movie that came out a few years ago, they had Wonder Woman in it, right? And that was supposed to take place in modern times. So you know she
yeah.
survives all these wars and battles and shit that she's in. So it doesn't matter. You know she's going to win.
Well, she's a goddess. Of course.
Yeah, but
she's
what I mean is, like, it's like if she wasn't in the Batman versus Superman movie or the Justice League or nothing like that, and it was just a standalone Wonder Woman movie, you can be like, oh, man, is there going to be a part three? You think she'll make it? Okay. But knowing that she's in the other movies later on, it's like, oh, okay, well, I know she's going to survive this. What's the point of even watching this movie? She wins.
Well, it's the same with Superman.
Yeah, but nobody
Superman
likes Superman anyway. Nobody likes Superman anyways.
Oh, no, you are in deep trouble with people I know. No,
Superman sucks.
Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman.
Batman's okay. I can deal with Batman. He's all right. Wonder Woman's cool. Superman can go back to his planet. Hawk Girl can go back to whatever planet she's from. Green Lantern can... pawn his ring because he sucks. Cyborg is like, dude, you're a robot. Get over it, man.
What about Deadpool?
Green Arrow. The Green Arrow, man, he shoots freaking arrows. And why do you have two people with the same little title in the Justice League? You got the Green Lantern and the Green Arrow? Somebody switched their shit up, you know? Like, I get the Green Lantern. He's stuck with the Green Lantern because his shit's green, you know? But the Green Arrow could have been like, yo, okay, you're Green Lantern. I could be like the Blue Arrow or the Red Arrow or, you know, something random. But no.
Wow.
He wants to copy the Green Lantern and shit. And all he does is shoot arrows. Him and Hawk, if they put him and Hawkeye in a battle with each other, it would be the most boring battle in the world.
Right. I heard Deadpool is coming back with another one. What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah, there's supposed to be a third one.
Yeah.
I don't know how good it's going to be since Disney bought out Fox and all that, so I heavily doubt it's going to be good. Because I don't know if Disney makes rated R movies or whatever.
It is confirmed that they are making it, just so everyone knows. By 6 days ago, Marvel Studios presented Deadpool 3.
Oh, I already knew they were coming out with a part 3. I don't know how good it's going to be, though, because Disney bought out Fox, and the other movies are made by Fox. And so now that Disney bought them out, and the other ones are rated R, so I don't know if they're going to make a rated R Deadpool or not. So if they make, like, a PG version of them, they're just going to take away what makes them funny and makes the movies good is him talking and being funny and stupid and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this show has really been all over the freaking wall.
Because that's how we are. The truth goes to show. You know?
We got about 12 minutes left of the show, guys. Sherry, why don't you let them know where they can buy some of our merchandise at?
Okay, everyone. Don't forget, if you want to check out Dakota's clothing, his merch line, or Urban Phenomenon, you can go to www.urban-phenomenon.com. tmill.com, which is really super easy to go there and check it out. You can also go to my Facebook page, which is Sherry Cliff, and look up Rose and Rose, and you will see all the links there. So it is posted on Rose and Rose page as well. You can go to, so once again, that's www.urban-phenomenon.tmill.com and check out all of our merch. It's awesome. People are loving it. I'm loving that people are loving it. Now buy.
And people, now's the perfect weather for Dakota sweaters. I'm just saying. It is the perfect weather outside for a Dakota sweater.
It is. You got some pretty amazing hoodies on there. If anyone likes hoodies, you got to check them out. We've got t-shirts and hoodies, guys. And there will be some new products that are coming out, too. So very excited about that, by the way. And every time you purchase from T-Mill, it helps the environment. Did you know that? Did I ever tell you? And every time you purchase, all of our shirts are made out of recycled bottles, which I thought was pretty cool. It's really soft material. It's really nice. You guys will love it. The T-shirts fit as expected. And can you know how you buy stuff from Wish sometimes? Oh, my gosh. I bought something from Wish, and it was, like, 4 times too small. And
oh, damn.
I ordered a size larger. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Like,
yeah, I've heard some crazy stories about Wish. So.
Yeah, it was like for like a child, like a small child. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. But
so either
you're
playing with a Tickle Me Elmo right now or you have one of your granddaughters in the room.
They are. They're at the other end. I'm always afraid of doing the show late because they stay up to see mom before she goes to work. And
we all know our listeners does not mind kids, man. Come on now. It just proves that we're real people. We got real lives outside of the show.
Yeah, the dog barks.
There you guys go. I just thought it was funny because I heard one laughing. I was like, okay, either she's playing with a Tickle Me Elmo or something going on over there or her granddaughter's in there with her.
Yeah, no, there's a couple of them here, so. Yeah. Yeah, you hear. They were actually on the show before. That was fun.
Yeah. Lily was on the show before, and then I think she was the only one that came on, wasn't she?
No. We had
Halloween.
We had 7 of
them. Halloween, we had like 10 of them on.
Yeah. 7.
Was
7 of the kids came on. 7.
Damn. I thought there was more.
No, there were 7, but that was fun. They had a ball and they talked about it. So pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a good episode. Yeah. I like that one. I like the one that Lily came on too because, you know, she did such a great job. She was so nervous, everybody, before the show started. It took us a couple minutes to talk her into saying the intro for us. That's how we ended up getting the roasting the marshmallow thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good little episode. I mean, that means might be next episode. When we hit 100 episodes, we should do a look back episode. So we go back and look back at like our favorite episodes for the last 2 years.
Okay.
So we got that's like next episode.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is either episode 98 or 99, guys. So there we go.
Wow. That's cool.
And we've built up a bunch of fans, guys, because now, like I said, we have fans in Mexico and the United Kingdom. We have fans in Turkey. We got fans in India. I mean, we got fans in Denmark, which I still don't understand how we did that. But
it's awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to us gossip tonight. We had so much to say about everything.
And, and I just want to thank everybody that listens to the shows each week. Thank you guys. Keep it up. You guys are so awesome, and it's just so badass to know actually we got listeners around the world. So that's just awesome, guys. And keep it up. Maybe by this time next year we'll have like 20 other countries involved. So.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be really great. Oh my gosh. To be magnificent.
But yeah, for real though, that Denmark one kind of throws me off because I still don't know how we got listeners in Denmark. Like out of every country, this is like Denmark.
Denmark, we love you, Denmark.
Oh yeah, I'm not nothing against y'all. Y'all are awesome, but I'm just saying, it's just crazy.
I think it's wild.
And
it's great.
And I wonder in all these other countries that don't speak English, I wonder if they just don't know what we're saying and they just think everything I say is funny, but they just don't know what I'm saying. They're like, oh, he said cheeseburger.
Well, the great thing is, Dakota, I don't know if you're aware, but people who do listen to the show can get a readout or a printout of the show and they can get it in their language.
Well, I feel bad for those people having to read my jokes in different languages.
Yeah.
I have enough trouble reading them in English. I would hate to have to read this shit in fucking Spanish or something.
That is funny. Oh my gosh.
Well, guys, we got about 5 minutes left of the show. It's been awesome. It's been a great episode. It was all over the place, but in a good way. And I dig it. We're for sure got to do another show this week sometime. Well, me and Sherry get together after we get off the show and discuss all that. But, we'll do another show this week, everybody. I'm going to try to do a Dakota React show in the next couple of days. Might try to do that tomorrow night. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Monday, right? Yeah, I'll probably try to do that Monday, guys. And, yeah, besides that, I just hope everybody's staying safe out there during this crazy shit going on. If people are in your towns rioting, do not join them. Let them riot and do stupid shit on their own. Don't lick doorknobs and toilet seats because that's just weird. With that being said, I just hope everybody has a good night. Got anything you want to add?
Just thank you all for listening tonight. It's always a pleasure to be here with Mr. Dakota and be able to talk about just about anything. So thank you all. And I hope everyone is continuing to stay safe and avoid COVID. And we'll talk to you next time, Dakota.
For sure. No, it's been a privilege like always, guys. And everybody have a good night.
Ciao for now.
I like that. Ciao. I'm stealing that next time. Ciao for now.
Well, bacon, you know.
I'm gonna add chow to now into my intro. I don't know how I'm gonna write a crazy intro for the next show and I'm adding that in there somehow. All right, everybody, smoke them if you got them, drink them if you want to, fry some bacon. Everybody have a good night.
You too. Bye bye.